Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about the challenge of looking for a new job when you're working for an abusive boss. Mm-hmm. So our question comes from someone who has been working for a belligerent manager for several years and finds it difficult to feel confident when interviewing for new positions. Then we're going to spend the second segment of our show discussing how an abusive boss can change his or her ways, which is possible.
Yeah. Mm. That first situation is a tough one. Yep. Sustained mistreatment can really eat away at your confidence, yep, making it hard to get yourself into a better situation. Yep. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I've been working for an abusive boss for several years now, and I'm trying to get out. I've finally taken the initiative to job search, but I find that my boss's voice is in my head, and I choke at interviews. I've been told for so long that I'm stupid and incompetent that it's hard not to believe it. What should I do?
I mean, it's for tough. Me, there's two things. Mm-hmm. One is practice. And yeah, you can practice interviewing with a professional.
Yeah.
Or with a very good friend, maybe someone else you work with, or just somebody who's, you know, who knows about interviewing, mm-hmm, where they can throw the questions at you. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you get.
Yeah.
Then another thing is that I think this person has to work on their confidence. So if there's something you can volunteer for where you know, something you really like, whether it's taking care of animals or taking care of children, you know, something that you can volunteer for where you're going to get accolades, where you're going to succeed in life,
yes, mm-hmm,
that can help your self-confidence. I mean, that's what I got. What do you think?
I agree with both of those things, and I think you may also need to do some personal work, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it's... To be in that environment, that kind of a toxic environment for so long, really does take a toll. And mm-hmm, I've worked with a number of people in that situation, and usually it's a process. Mm-hmm. So like you're mm-hmm saying, even the thing of finding a place where you can shine, that's going to take several steps. And you need to have the confidence to believe you've got something to contribute, even if it is to a charitable thing. Mm-hmm. So, but I do think that one of the things that can help is starting from the notion of usually abusive people are very good at not taking responsibility for their behavior, mm-hmm, and making you responsible for whatever is going on. Mm-hmm. And so the beginning of this, and it sounds like this person actually is at least has some awareness about it, is to really start to question and challenge the statements that have been made to you about you. And I know, Kathy, you've come up with some great ideas for people about writing down your successes every day and, mm-hmm, you know, noticing the clients and the colleagues that really like working with you and appreciate your contributions. Mm-hmm. You really have to find those brighter lights and better feedback loops to the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even wonder if, it would be worth it to just take a part-time job or go freelance if possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or see if you can work from home, even at your current position, so that you can minimize the effect that this person is going to have on you.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe that job can go part-time so that you can begin to build back your self-confidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I meet very successful people that haven't interviewed in a while and they choke, you know, so, you know, so interviewing is not easy in general.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Catherine's right that you have to really get your self-confidence back before you're going to be able to interview.
Yeah. And part of that is you may know that this person's been abusive, but you may not yet clearly understand the extent to which they've taken their aggression out on you. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a tendency after a while, the battered wife syndrome or the prisoner syndrome, where you just start to feel like there must be something wrong with me that I keep getting this feedback. So that's where you need the help of a very skilled, either, you know, a counselor or a coach or someone. It could be, if you're, you know, a churchgoer or a temple attender, someone in your spiritual community, but you need the help of kind of purging this constant negative feedback that you've been receiving all this time.
Yeah.
It's a process.
But take actions immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
To change the script that's in your head. And yeah. In order to have a different outcome, you've got to change the way you're doing it.
And also, I'm thinking about, in Working With You Is Killing Me, we have the boss that, if you work for someone who's dynamic and turns into dynamite, and that person who ends up, you know, kind of screaming at you all the time. And Kathy, you came up with that great thing of just looking at them as if you're watching a bad movie. Mm-hmm. Mm. You can begin to also relate to that individual in a different way. Mm-hmm. You may need to use all the unhooking techniques that we talk about.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that are crazy. And,
right.
You know, the effect, you're allowing them to have this effect on you, which is what they want, so that they can control you.
Right, right.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
So if you can begin to look at them, pity them.
Yeah.
Rather than be afraid of them.
Right.
You know, that's not easy.
It is not easy.
So you're going to need support in that.
Yeah, and you may have a few slips. I had one client who worked for a very abusive boss, and there's a part of you, it builds up over time, and you want to render justice.
Oh, yeah, you want to get even.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you're looking, this person is looking to move on.
Yeah.
And that's, so, yeah. Hopefully you got something out of this. Mm-hmm. I think we gave some good advice. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any further comments on this topic, tweet us at AskK2 and go to our Instagram, My Crazy Office.
And if you want to get onto our email list as well, please text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's at 228-28, My Crazy Office, and we'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing what you can do if you are the abusive boss and you want to change your ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it does happen. We have had people come to us and say, okay, I got a problem here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is what my father was like, or, you know, I don't know how to manage any other way. So, you know, you're probably not going to teach them that lesson. That's something they have to come to on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it is deciding if if someone has told you that your behavior is inappropriate, let's say, and you decide. I think the first thing is that you want to create a new paradigm of the kind of boss that you want to be,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to be someone who when someone does something that bothers you, you're able to keep your cool and have a different response from what you have had in mm-hmm. the past? I know in the land of counseling that a lot of times they talk about cognitive behavioral therapy, and you may want to get some of that because it's that whole thing. It's not what happens, it's how you react to what happens, and chances are that there are specific things that people do that set you off, set off a whole emotional process in you. And so if you can become aware of your triggers, then you would actually have some opportunity to manage those emotional responses so that you can speak and address people in a different kind of way.
Mm.
The first element is that you have to be aware and you have to be willing.
Yeah.
Because we do know We have had some people that have come to us and said, yeah, you know, I know I've got 100% turnover. I know that I'm the problem. Mm-hmm. But then somewhere along the coaching or the therapy that we give them, they get defensive.
Yes.
And say, no, it really is the other people. It's not me. So, yeah. So, you know, in order for this to change, you really have to take full responsibility for the fact that your behavior is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Be willing to change it. And behavior can be changed if you're conscious of it and willing to look at it on a minute-by-minute basis.
Yes.
So that's the key to it.
Right. It takes some serious self-management
mm-hmm.
and courage. You're right. And the willingness to admit that whatever your process is, it's not working, you know, that it's not helpful to you.
And you'll be more successful if you learn how to control these unwanted emotions that are not serving you professionally.
Mm-hmm. I think an interesting thing, too, is to, like, an inventory you can take for yourself is, what does power look like to you?
Mm-hmm.
What does authority look like to you? What did it look like to you? And what would healthy power and authority look like if you could control your behavior?
Yeah. Yeah. So don't shy away from it, because even if, you know, you go for some help and then you have to stop after a while, but then you go back,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
it could be a process to changing this behavior, but it's worth it.
Yeah. And actually, we've worked with some individuals who've been able to find ways to either create a pause or to create a buffer between mm-hmm. them and the direct line of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people just don't like dealing with other people's problems.
Mm-hmm.
And if
right.
you're the head of an organization or in a management position, that can be problematic.
Yeah, I mean, nobody goes to work to deal with your behavior. You know, you go to work to just do a job. So pull it together. Yeah, that's me. All right. So I think that's kind of it on that subject, but don't shy away.
Yeah, and I think I just want to say, as you're saying, Kathy, if you're one of the people who does this, we know that it doesn't feel good, actually, to be abusive, and that you often probably have remorse and regret about it. So if you're willing to address it, everyone will benefit. That's it for this segment. Tweet us your stories to SK2, follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.